plan to get to, but I've got to put this in our service today. I feel the Lord's tugging at my heart to do this. Paul was writing to Timothy, his young preacher. This is what he said, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." Listen. "Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." The truth is, we were all born sinners and we need the Savior. You must be born again, is what the Bible says. The Bible says the Spirit of God must deal with our heart, draw us unto Him, and then at that time we are to respond to Him by faith. So that lets me know that you can reject Him or receive Him. But I wonder this morning, would God be knocking at your heart? He said that, "Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth?" For listen to this, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus." If you took a survey in America today, they'd tell you there are many roads that lead to heaven. This Bible says there is one road that gets to heaven, and He's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One night, Paul and Silas was preaching at the midnight hour. The Bible said that suddenly there was a great shaking. The prison doors were open. The Philippian jailer came forth and he cried to Paul and he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And Paul knew the answer. He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." He said he gave himself, what's this, a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. I want to tell you today, you die without Christ, you'll lift your eyes in hell. You'll go there as an intruder because Jesus paid the price to keep you out of that place this morning. I wonder just for this moment, before we go further in our service today, I wonder if God's dealing with your heart to be saved. I wonder, would you step out and come to an old-fashioned altar and bow your knee to Christ? Repent of your sins and call upon Him to save you this morning. And I can tell you, I don't care what you've done or how long you've been doing it, the blood of Jesus can wash away all your sin today. You may be here and you say, "Well, preacher, I'm a pretty good person." But the Bible says there's none good, no, not one. We all must be saved by the grace of God. Would there be anybody this morning God's dealing with? We'll pray with you. No pressure. I just feel like I need to give you that call this morning. The gospel call has went out. Anybody that want to step out and that I will pray with you. Would you want to be saved this morning before I go any further? Would you right now? Anybody, you feel God dealing with your heart and you want to be saved, would you come? Because He loves you so. You're looking around at a church full of people that love you so. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't want to come by myself." The Lord will come with you. But you'll have to take that first step. Would you come this morning? Anybody, any place, would you come? All right. Turn with us in your Bible, the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7. It is a joy to be in the Lord's house this morning and feel His presence. Let's stand and we'll honor the reading of the Word of God found in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7. I'm going to read just only two verses for sake of time today in 14 and 15. Something very familiar to many people today. Then I want to give you a few thoughts before we get into that text verse. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. The Bible says, and it does matter what the Bible says. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer, watch this, that is made in this place. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing and honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we love You. We thank You for the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid our sin debt on Calvary's cross. I thank You for these people today and their kindness. I want to thank You for helping me in these days and so many others. I pray now that You'd use the Word of God to correct us, to encourage us, and to help us as a people this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. 2 Chronicles 7, verse number 1. Now, watch your Bible. I won't preach very long this morning, but here's Solomon. He had purposed in his heart. Solomon was one of the wisest men, one of the richest men that ever lived. And their God had given him the right of way to build God a house. The temple had been destroyed and they came together to build God's house. The Bible picks up, and I want you to look at this verse. I seen it a while ago. I want you to look in 2 Chronicles 2 and 1. Then I'll get right into 7. And Solomon determined to build a house for the name of the Lord and a house for His kingdom. I want to say it sure is good to be in God's house this morning. It's a different place to be. It should be different and separated from this world. Solomon had a desire to build God a house. And the reason God needed a house was that He needed to be worshipped and God's people needed a place that they could gather together to be encouraged and worship Him. And so we pick up now in 2 Chronicles 7, this house is completed. And I want to give you a few things on this thought today on what the temple had that the local church needs. What the temple had that the local church needs. Here's a group of people that they've come and they've dedicated this house of worship, the house of God unto Him. And here is Solomon is leading this service. Look in chapter 7, verse number 1. I want to say, first of all, they experience the glory of God. The glory of God. When Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven, consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and here's the phrase, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. The priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. You know something? If you never experience the glory of God, you'll never know much about God. I'm thankful that we have a tabernacle, a building that we can gather together and experience the glory of God. You notice that when they ended praying that the glory of the Lord filled the house. It's something about when the glory of the Lord comes in the house that when it's filled, everybody is touched. And so many times we have services without the glory of God. We must give Him the right of way. I'm going to tell you that God is not the beggar today. We're the beggar. He's the Savior. And He deserves all of our honor and all of our praise. As these people came together, they experienced the glory of God. I was raised in dead religion. I was taken to church as a child every time the doors was open. But I'd never experienced the glory of God. My friend, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad that God allowed me to meet a little girl from Bowden, Georgia. When in the old time churches and heard the men of God preach with power and unction, the people needed God and the Lord would come and fill the house. I'm thankful today now as the pastor at Liberty Baptist Church, we have a house where the glory of God fills the place. And it touches people and it affects people. Oh, honey, we can go by an outline and we can program God out. But I want to say this morning, if we'll always give God the right of way, He'll come and fill the house. I'm glad I'm in a house that can be filled with God this morning. And all the glory, I want to say, first of all, it affects folks. You know, when God comes in, God begins to settle down amongst us. It affects us and we can leave different than how we come. And I mean this, I've said it for years. Gas is way too high to drive to a dead church. When we get here, we need God to meet with us. And here, the temple had the local church needs. They had the glory of God. I want to say that it affects folks. And then secondly, it awakens folks. You remember when you come to the house of the Lord and God began to deal with you. You was a sinner lost and undone without Christ. But the good Spirit of God come by your pew, begin to deal with your heart. As I look around this morning, I'm reminded of so many people where the glory of God had affected them. Many of you, you've been in dry church services. You came to this assembly and God would move and you never experienced the glory of God. But I come to tell you today, God is still meeting with the people that wants to be met with. And God deserves all the honor and all of the glory. Oh my, they had the glory. It affects folks and it awakens folks and it arrests folks. You see, so many today are lost and undone without Christ. The Spirit of God must deal with your heart. Show you you are a sinner. Convict you of your sins. That time you have responsibility to reach out to God by faith through the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive Him simple as a little child. God said that He would save you. Oh, what the temple had that the local church needs. They had the glory. You know, look at what value of public worship. What value of public worship? These people came together. They prayed, the fire of God fell, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. I can remember about 4 weeks ago, we had such a powerful service where people began to come and respond to the glory of God. The Lord filled this house. You say, well, preacher, just as us as a member, a Christian, what can we do to contribute to our service? I want to say today that when the glory of God came in, He was not programmed out. It was unprogrammed and God came amongst His people. Aren't you glad we've got a God that's interested in us this morning? And so, preacher, what could I do to help our service that we may experience the glory of God? You know, mom and daddies, it's so sad that children are raised in America and they never experience the glory of God. I've seen the glory of God. I'll never forget this. In our storefront, when we first started Liberty years and years ago, we was at a barbecue. Y'all remember that? We had a little church barbecue and so a big cloud came up. We had preaching scheduled and I said, well, let's go back to the storefront building. We gathered in that place and y'all, God moved through there. I come to, I was laying under the pew weeping. You say, well, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about when the glory of God comes in. You're such a blessed people to experience the glory and the power of God. There's ever been a day and an hour when we need His glory and His power. It is this day and this hour. So, preacher, what can I do that we may experience a great church service Sunday after Sunday? I want to say, first of all, come to meet with God. Come to meet with God. It's the Lord's day. I appreciate fellowship amongst the people. My heart has already been so encouraged today to see the people of God and the little children. But we must realize on the Lord's day, we simply come to do one thing, and that's to meet with God and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Secondly, not only come to meet with God, but we must come in a prayerful spirit. We need to be prayed up before we get here. Ask God to move on the singing. Ask God to move on the preaching. Ask God to move upon the sinners. Oh my, we need to come in with a prayerful spirit. Then we need to come in with a thankful heart. You say, well, preacher, I don't have a lot to thank God for. Well, honey, it don't take you long. Just look on down the road a little piece. You'll see somebody a whole lot worse off than what you are. I'm going to tell you, God has been good to every one of us. You say, well, preacher, I've lost family members and I've lost loved ones and I've been sick. I understand that. But I'm glad we've got a God that'll go in places with you like no other. And He's so faithful. And I give Him all the honor and the glory this morning. Oh, we must come. We must come with a thankful heart. And then we must take heed at what we hear. When God's Word goes out, we must apply it to our life and to our heart. Can I tell you, there's nobody here perfect. There's nobody here can live good enough to get to heaven. But I'm glad God's Son cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Oh, we need to come with a thankful heart. We need to take heed at what we hear. We need to attend His house regularly and promptly. Realize that He's expect us on the Lord's day to come to His house and honor Him for His goodness and His greatness. Then I want to say lastly, we should give abundantly and cheerfully to support God's house. I'm thankful of how dedicated these people are. You look around, they're some of the most dedicated people that I've ever met in my life. And you don't want the honor and the praise for it, and that's the way it ought to be. But God has blessed you. God's still in the blessing business. So you'll notice in this tabernacle service, they experienced the glory. Then secondly, not only did they experience glory, look in verse 3, they had gratefulness. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped. Watch this, and praise the Lord, saying, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. You say, well, preacher, I'm not emotional. I'd like to ask your children about that. I'd like to see you when you miss the nail and hit your thumb with a hammer, how emotional you are. I'd love to see when your wife calls you down, how emotional you are. Why are you saying that? Well, at everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. I realize you don't have to run around the building and hoop and holler and shout, but you can respond to God and be grateful for how good He's been to you in this day, in this hour. Some of y'all tickle me. You'll go to the ball game and I'll watch you. My goodness, you won't say nothing in church, but they'll call security on you at the ball game. Can I tell you, it's time that God's people would lift their voice and praise Him and realize that we're going to heaven by the goodness of Christ and His grace and His mercy. And may we come in the doors of Liberty Baptist Church with gratefulness every day. You say, preacher, can you be grateful for what you've been through a couple of weeks? I sure can. God has been so good to me. I'm telling you, God reaches down in low places. And I'm thankful that we've got a God that proves Himself. If you lived on the mountain all your life, you'd never know the God in the valley. But I come to tell you, I know about the God on the mountain, and I know about the God in the valley. He reaches way down low. When we can't get to where He is, He can get to where we are. And I say, hallelujah to the Lamb of God for His wonderful goodness this morning. They had glory. They had gratefulness. Brother Mike, you preached out of this text a few Wednesday nights ago out of Luke 17. Where there was 10 lepers saved and one turned back to give God the praise. And you know what he said? It's simply what he said. He said, when they 10 of you boys, where's the other 9? There's only one that turned back to give Him the praise. If God has saved you this morning, you ought to be grateful that He done that for you. And if you've never been saved, you ought to be grateful that you're not in hell yet. Oh, they had the glory. How I'm so thankful that your children have been able to experience the glory of God. Brother Randall, I thought about this yesterday, and I won't elaborate much, but I won't tell the people how a lot of people think. You know, a lot of times we just simply start our service and try to mind the Lord and don't have an agenda except that God be honored and glorified. And Brother Randall went to his job one day and said, well, you know, somebody asked him how church went, and he said, well, our preacher didn't even get to preach Sunday. He said, didn't get to preach Sunday. He said, no, God just moved through and people went responding. And I'm not going to tell you what that man told Brother Randall, but I'm glad he's not one of my deacons. Amen. You see, people, a lot of folks, you don't understand how dry so many places are. You don't understand how many times people have been raised in religion and they never experienced the glory of God. We're so blessed that God would look in on our services and meet with us. You see, they had the glory of God. They had the gratefulness to God. But then you'll notice this, not only did they have glory and gratefulness, verse number 4, they had giving. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. My goodness, their giving was sacrificial. I'm so thankful that the Lord has allowed me to give. And so many times it's sacrificial, but you know, God honors sacrifice. And so here, what the temple had that the local church needs. They had glory, they had gratefulness, they had giving. Look in verse 10, they had gladness. It does me good to see y'all smile at church. It does me good to see you shake hands and love on one another. So they had gladness. Look what the Bible said in verse number 10. And on the 3 and 20th day of the 7th month, He sent the people away. Watch this, in their tents. Glad and merry in heart. For the goodness that the Lord had showed to David, to Solomon, and to Israel, His people. Preacher, what are you talking about? Well, they left church different than how they came. They went back to their tents with gladness. Miss Jennifer, would you come this morning? They went home with gladness in their heart. There's no doubt some came to that service with sadness. But you'll notice when the Lord moves through, they can leave out with a gladness. Then, verse number 12, lastly, not only do they have the glory, not only do they have gratefulness, not only did they have giving and gladness, but they had a guidance. Look in verse 12. And the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I've heard thy prayer. Watch this. And I've chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, listen now, they had guidance. If my people, which are called by my name, you say, preacher, was that specifically to Israel? Well, let me ask you this. We're a Christian and we're called by His name of Christ. We are God's people. I know we're not the nation of Israel. We're the Gentile people that God had enough love that He sent His Son to. And here you'll see now their guidance. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. You see that? Pride will take you places that God don't want you to go. But if you'll humble yourself, and you know, it's a lot of times it's hard to humble ourselves. But God honors when we humble ourselves. He said, if we would humble ourselves and pray and watch this and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now watch. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. I'm glad when we pray in God's house. It gets His attention. You know, I'm so thankful for my friends and family here today. We need each other so badly. But I want to tell you this, there's nobody like God that can come to you when nobody else can and see about you when nobody else can. He said, you know something, that place where y'all are going to church, where my glory feels, He says, I'm going to be attentive to your prayer. I'm going to listen to what you need. And I'm glad that we have a God that can supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. This is what I want to do now and close our service. Miss Jennifer is going to play. I want to invite you to gather around the altar today and say, God, I want to do my part. And Lord, I've got needs and I'm going to bring them to you. He said the prayers that would come from His place, He would see and listen. Is there anything that you need to ask Him today or anything you need to tell Him? Won't you come this morning? Let's fill this altar up and let's pray. Let's thank God for how good He's been to us. You got a need in your life? You come. Miss Jennifer, play. You just mind the Lord this morning. If you got a need, you come. He said, I can tell you one thing. I'll be listening to your prayers in that place. I'm thankful we've got a God that can hear us today. See about us. I'm thankful. Would you come this morning? You have